Proverbs 10:14 says, "Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction." I'm amazed at the number of adults who put little effort into learning. They go through their days one after another, never cracking open a book or watching or listening to meaningful content on their phone apps, TVs, radios, or PCs. You obviously aren't one of those, or you wouldn't be listening to this right now. But I'm also amazed at the under 30 crowd today. I rarely come across anyone of that age group who has a solid understanding of the Bible, the Constitution, church history, American history, let alone awareness of the issues of life here in the present. And I don't say this with any pride, but I'm convinced that it is a generational thing. Knowing history as much as I do, I'm fully aware that days of apostasy, when evil thrives, goes hand in hand with ignorance, apathy, and a practical, if not actual, illiteracy. Wise men lay up knowledge. Of course, that starts with the daily diet of Scripture. You want devotionals like this one that you're listening to are very helpful, but they should serve as an appetizer or a snack that you add in addition to personal time, where you read through your Bible cover to cover and you study the Bible verse by verse through books. That's actually what should be going on in your local church. And if you don't have one, or your pastor is derelict in his duties, then you can join us. If you need help getting started, just contact us. We'd be happy to help. But as you read Paul's epistles, you'll see that Paul didn't just read the Bible alone. He kept up with things. Of course, Paul judged everything that he read outside of the Bible by the Bible itself. But he did read other things. He was familiar with pagan societies he ministered to. And he was loaded with knowledge about Roman government and politics, Jewish history, and the contemporary culture. It's all right there in his epistles. And Paul encourages us to follow his example. 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." Much more can be said, but the fact is that all of us have suffered from ignorance at some point. If you're honest, I'm sure you'll admit that. I admit it. So we read the second half of Proverbs 10:14, "But the mouth of the foolish is near destruction." Why? Because he's speaking or acting from the standpoint of ignorance. I've told this story before, how I stopped smoking a year after I was saved because of the early onset of COPD with chronic bronchitis. I literally had to stop smoking. Otherwise, I don't know when or if I would have stopped. But shortly after that, I began ministering to high school students, and I knew that several smoked. They snuck one in before school and then during breaks, and they'd smoke after school, and some were doing a pack a day already. I talked to them, prayed for them, and as I prayed, the Lord gave me some clarity, and I decided I was going to educate them. So as fall set in and the school year began, I got a poster from the American Lung Association. It showed a pretty young girl smoking, but she was covered with the tar and gunk that's normally on the inside in your lungs. In other words, they pictured what was happening to the lungs. I left that poster on the wall, and before winter, we didn't have a single smoker in our youth group. I had provided the information, but these kids acted wisely based on knowledge. They received the information and acted accordingly, and then they told their other friends about it, and some of them quit smoking. And in that case, any kid who rejected the knowledge of what cigarette smoke was doing to their lungs literally fulfilled this text as they put that cigarette up to their lips. "But the mouth of the foolish is near destruction." That's an obvious illustration that teaches the truth of this problem. If you think you know it all, or you know enough already, then you have way too much confidence in your own heart and mind. Proverbs 28:26 says, "He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely shall be delivered." You walk wisely by learning and laying up knowledge. And Proverbs has much more to say on the subject as we continue to learn and lay up knowledge until we go home to be with the Lord.